half an hour to fill out, but it's a bit of fun actually to fill it out, and it's an interesting thing, and you can know that whatever results come up from it are only going to be positive. All of the results are to do with virtues. And so it's just looking at what seem to be our own distinctive main character strengths relative to others.
Yes, so it does give you a positive score for everything, really, but probably picks out the one that you score the highest on.
Yes, that's right. And so I think where it can be, I think it's mainly worth using for where our main strengths are. But for example, if someone filled it out and they found that of the 24 virtues listed, that their number 24th was, say, perseverance, that might help explain why someone's not very satisfied with, say, a job that involves lots of perseverance.
Making lots of phone calls.
We can also look at the ones that come down the bottom of our list. If we're working in areas that mainly call for those particular things, then that might help account for why we're not getting quite so much satisfaction.
Yeah, what was yours, Chris? What's your big strength?
Well, actually, perspective.
Yeah.
One of them.
Oh, that's good for a clinical psychologist,
yes,
isn't it?
That certainly
helps. That's a lovely...
I think love of learning was another one.
Sure.
And so there are a couple of ones that come to mind. I suppose some aspects to do with transcendence would come up as well, which I suppose go with work as a psychologist to a degree. But yeah, they're some of the main ones that would have come up.
Yeah. Oh, they're great ones to have. And so, you know, you can find out what your area of expertise is. Is it the sort of thing that you could get teenagers to do as well?
Look, I think that's a really valuable point, that one, because it certainly applies to teenagers, and on the website there's also a questionnaire for children, those below 14 years of age, which I've actually not used yet, but parents could explore that as well, or encourage their children to look at. But I think it certainly applies to teenagers, and I think one of the most valuable parts of parenting as it is to recognise one's child's character strengths and then reflect that back to them. It's such a valuable thing for people who are, you know, growing up and developing their identity as a teenager to have other adults around them who are important to them reflect back their virtues to them to help them own them. And I think that really helps people develop their sense of uniqueness, and I think it really helps enhance people's self-esteem. And the thing is to, I think, be a little bit accurate in that. The feedback that we're giving, it's not gratuitous, it's not just saying anything positive for the sake of it, but if we can be a little bit targeted in our praise, our recognition of our children's strengths, and it's more likely to hit the mark when we give them feedback about that.
Mm. And I think it would be also very good for parents to sort of dwell on their children's strengths and, yeah, I guess find ways of encouraging them in that direction as well.
Very much so, and I think this also includes encouraging children to consider those strengths when they're making career choices, and at least think of particular areas within broad career directions where they're more likely to use those particular strengths. So if someone has a keen love of knowledge, for example, then it makes sense to strongly encourage them to, you know, say, do further study. If people do have a strong emphasis on, say, kindness, then encouraging them to follow their inclination in areas involved working with people, perhaps.
Yes. Well, the key word there is all one word, authentichappiness.org, authentichappiness.org. And Chris, the guy that you're talking about, you know, this guru of positive psychology, is actually almost on his way to Geelong.
Yes, it's quite a remarkable thing. A few years ago when I thought I'd sum up some of the main things that I'd learned from 25 years in psychology and I started offering some public talks in Geelong, I found that I was basing about a third of my talks on the work of Seligman, and I, I, I'm